Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show this morning, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. Coming up right after this.
Time now for Flash Traffic with the fastest man in the world, 9-time Olympic gold medalist, Carl Lewis.
And now we go to our Flash Traffic reporter, Carl Lewis, with traffic on the west side.
Hey, Bob and Tom, I'm on the west side and traffic looks great. Now I'm going to run over to the far east side and take a look at traffic conditions over there. Okay, I'm on the east side now. Everything looks smooth over here. Want me to check the north side?
Sure, Carl.
All right, here we go. Oh, guys, traffic is running off the fine up here up north. Anything else you need?
Listen, Carl, could you check south side traffic? I know it's a long way. You could also pick up an iced tea for me, venti green iced tea at Starbucks on your way, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's a little step, but I'll get there. Oh, my goodness, that was kind of a detour, but here, two splendids just like you like it.
Oh, thank you very much, Carl. Carl, could you come back to the studio to sign some photos for us?
Oh, okay, I can do that. Sure thing, Tom. Oh, made it. All right, give me a pen.
This has been Flash Traffic with Carl Lewis.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were just talking about an odd case, which we can bring up to our guest, Oof. Al Jackson, who should be joining us on the line. Al, can you hear me okay?
Tom, when am I going to be family? I'm
you
waiting for
family.
That day.
I thought I could hear you breathing heavily.
Well, that's because Christy's voice today just—I don't know—it just makes me feel some type of way.
Yeah,
oh,
I
Al, thank you.
Yeah, Christy's got a very great sounding
voice. What it is?
There.
It must be allergies.
Allergies. You're not allergic to. You're not allergic to
nice.
Al, are you? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Aloysius, delicious.
Wow. Hey, let's weird. All agree not don't to ever do that again, okay?
That's Al's real
I'm
name,
fine
of course.
With it.
I bet you are, you weirdo.
Aloysius.
Aloysius.
When you wishes upon a star.
Oh. He's finally gone around the bend.
So, Al, Christy just had a story about some guy who weighs 600 pounds. The judge didn't even make him get out of the van because it would be too healthy to get him up into the courtroom. So,
well, that's a great defense. You're too fat to go to jail.
It didn't work. He's going to jail for 2 years.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm also wondering if he really was 600 pounds because, you know, because he was apparently a drug dealer, right? And the cops always exaggerate the value of drugs in these busts. Maybe he's really just a heavy 280.
I don't know. Why do they always put it out on the table? It's like, we know what guns and cash looks like. They're so proud of themselves. I'm like, do you know how many other, like, stop with the, they're so proud of it. Like, stop it.
Well, in any event, this guy apparently is going to the slammer. I don't know. Can you go into the jail when you're that fat?
But why don't they just make him go to, like, an LA Fitness for 2 years? I think that would be a real punishment.
That's a bad idea.
You know what? You're right.
You know, something I think I agree with.
Drop 400 and we'll let you go.
Yeah, sure. That'd be an interesting kind of parole.
Sure.
Just a bunch of kale in there. Yeah, just make him do everything he clearly hates. Soul Cycle.
Oh, no. Al, how are things on the Daily? I was going to say the Daily Beast. Sorry. The Daily Blast.
Everybody, you know, Tom, we always talk about it on the show because the name of the show is Daily Blast Live. But when people recognize, like I was out at brunch yesterday because I'm becoming a white woman. And
Are you wearing yoga pants?
It's coming. And somebody says, I love you on the blast. So it's just like everybody's got their own kind of name for it. So I just tell people to call it DBL. It's kind of easier that way.
I like just the blast, though. That's
too.
Good.
I like the blast, yeah.
That's good.
That sounds like a site that some people go to after 11 p.m.
It's a blast.
I like the beast. I love you, the beast, the Daily Beast.
Now, Al, right, nothing? Okay. We got interrupted last week when we were trying to go through some of these words and some of the things in contemporary culture. I know you have a quiz planned for me. Let's just get right to it because I am ready.
All right. And I just want to say I'm so happy that Chickie's back. I just,
Thank you, Al.
You warm my heart, man. I love you, boy. All right.
Right back at you, Slick.
All right. Now that you call me Slick, I'm back to the boy reference. He just texted that to me.
Yeah, that's Tom Griswold, everybody. I think
contextually, certainly a fair joke.
I don't think that would ever be a fair joke.
Okay. My apologies, Al. I thought it was quite humorous. Judging by the total lack of response, I'm the only one.
I love it. All right. Tom, what is a shake joint?
A what?
A shake joint.
A shake joint.
Okay, is this joint like marijuana or joint like
place? See,
now,
I've heard shake house. Is that the same thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is a place.
Can you get burgers there, too?
Probably get some patties.
It's a whorehouse.
You get a hamburger with that shake.
House of prostitution, then?
Strip joint.
I would go with strip joint. Tom, everything is a house of prostitution for him. I think this is just a place where women dance.
Yeah, they shake.
Scantily clad.
No, I thought it was like a pea shake house. Is that different where they have the, you can bet on numbers and stuff, right?
What?
That's a gambling thing, I thought.
A pea shake?
Pea shake house, yeah. Pick a number?
Maybe in the 20s. Maybe are you thinking about a juke joint?
No, I'm thinking of, you're going to get an email, Al, saying, you know, Chick was talking about this. It's fine.
You said P is just like the letter P?
That's right. No, the P-E-A, they put numbers and then they shake them up and you get numbered and you bet on them.
You're saying a shake house is then a
gambling place, but a shake house is a strip joint. Okay. I never heard that.
Yeah, I didn't know that, Al. That's a good one. Okay. Next.
Tom, when's the last time you've been to a strip joint?
Oh, God.
We went one time for we were on the show.
We went on the air, what was that, 25 years ago?
At least.
Yeah, that was not great radio, necessarily.
Look at that. More of a visual.
So, Galaxy, tell me more about your girlfriend and your two kids and tattoos.
And your boyfriend and your husband.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And
anyway, here's the thing.
It was a little rough.
I'm putting my way through the school. No, sorry, my C-section scar itches.
So you can see we learned a lot of that one broadcast.
Yeah, it stayed with us.
A shake joint. Okay, I got it. Huh. Next.
Tom, what does it mean to beat your face?
Man, I hope it would punch him in the head. Is there any way that can be the...
Not the obvious. Beat your face. Is it something about a personal best, maybe?
You're strangely on the right track.
Yeah, when it came to last night's game, I really beat my face. Would that be a contextually...
What?
No?
You're in the wrong gender, but you're on the right track.
Oh, something the ladies do?
The ladies, yes.
Does the lady do it to a gentleman?
Are you in a tugboat?
No. Oh, well, maybe.
I forgot to say on today's show, Al is going to have a flyover. It's like the beginning of the Super Bowl.
Are you in a bathtub?
Are you living under a bridge? What are you doing, Al? I used to be so hot.
I'm sorry, Al. So can
man, this is a good connection, though. I'll tell you that.
So would a woman say I beat my face?
A woman or a man. This is 2019.
No, okay.
But probably a woman.
I don't have any idea.
Put makeup on.
There you go.
Really?
Look at the, check out the big brain on Pat. Yes.
Wow. My face by putting makeup on? Wow, how much are you putting on? Oof.
Tom, back in the day in the WWF, there was an African-American wrestler with the initials JYD. Who was that?
Oh, JYD. Yeah,
I was a big fan.
Oh, yeah. He wore a big, thick chain.
And on the WWF album, he had a song called Grab Them Cakes.
Grab Them Cakes!
Yes.
Right.
I know, I remember enough to know that his real name, well, kind of real name, was Junkyard Dog, right?
Yeah.
Same guy?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, JYD.
He Junkyard was awesome.
Dog.
Now, my favorite, of course, was Bobo Brazil.
Of a different generation. Yeah,
he was on WWE.
Yeah.
I remember Bobo's signature move?
Yeah, the Cocoa Butt.
The Cocoa Butt. That's right.
Do you remember Bobo, Al?
I know the name because I've watched documentaries on wrestling. Now, what was the Cocoa Butt?
He'd hit him with his head, of course. He'd butt him in the
head. Headbutt.
Cocoa Butt.
I wonder if I Google Cocoa Butt, is that going to actually come up?
Where are you going to see butts with Cocoa Butt?
Yeah, you're not going
to
see
it. It'll lead you to a site with African-American women.
You're going to learn who Jada Fire is.
You'll learn about the country of Brazil. And,
maybe
all sorts of things.
Chanel Hart.
Jeez, Josh has all these names. Yeah.
And I wish I didn't know those names either.
It does not pop up. But Bobo Brazil pops up here.
He does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bobo Brazil. I remember when I met Mr. Brazil, believe it or not. I'm not kidding.
I met
and
Mr.
You were the only person to call him Mr.
Believe me. Yeah. Had an encounter with Bobo Brazil. Remember, he stole my sandwich.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's so Bobo.
That's
classic
Bobo.
My Monte Cristo. He took half my Monte Cristo.
Yeah, Bobo
so
Brazil.
Oh,
where was this?
Now I want
a
Monte Cristo.
I used to run camera for. I had to run camera for wrestling at one point in my lovely career, and we all went out to dinner after.
And took your sandwich.
He came into the restaurant where we were all dining and walked by me and took my sandwich.
I bet he called you little girl. Hey, little girl.
Probably. I don't even remember.
Bobo's, if you read about Mr. Brazil here, actually kind of breaking a lot of stereotypes.
Sure.
Actually kind of a heroic life when you read about this guy. I'd never really read much about him, but I did get to meet him. It was super cool. He was known for the headbutt finisher, the Cocoa Butt.
Mm-hmm.
It says Brazil battled racial prejudice, winning over even the most biased of people.
Yeah.
By stealing sandwiches from white women?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that was one of them.
I said, sure, Mr. Brazil, you can have my sandwich.
Maybe it worked for him one time where the lady was quite taken with how he ate a sandwich.
I'd love to have met Bobo Brazil.
Oh, my gosh. He and Dick the Bruiser and all those guys.
Yeah, but
guys,
that was
Johnny Valentine.
That was pretty much pre-WWF.
Oh, yeah. This
now WWE.
Yeah. Was that when wrestling was still kind of regional?
Yeah, this was early 80s.
Yeah.
Early 80s when I dealt with them.
Dudes, we're being inundated.
At some point, can we get Grab Them Cakes?
I know. I
need to hear that song before
Grab
I die.
Them Cakes.
We're being told that beat your face is also a military term for drop and do push-ups.
Oh,
ooh, I can see that.
Beat your face.
I could definitely hear that.
Al, I just remember Grab Them Cakes.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember that.
Funky beat.
My brothers and I would sing it.
Was it about pancakes? Awesome.
It was on the WWF album.
Was he grabbing pancakes or breasts?
We were little. I don't really remember what the...
ass cheeks?
I'm going to go with ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like to think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab them cakes.
Grab them by the pancakes.
Well, that would be
what? Political... Never mind.
No?
Al, what else do we have?
All right, Tom. Now, you got this. If I told you, Tom, just take the L... What do I mean by that?
Of course, the L is an elevated train in Chicago.
Been on it
many times.
Yeah.
No.
Is it metaphorical of some way?
It is. When you notice the silence on my end, that means you didn't get it.
That means it's not it.
So would one say in a sentence, hey, I took the L, meaning whatever situation I was in, I had to get out of there?
Maybe I can give you, I might be wrong here, but can I give this a shot, Al?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Man, Tom, that girl you've been calling and texting, and she's not calling you back. She's
got it.
She's not going to like you, man. She's not on board. Just take the L and move on.
Loss. Oh,
that's perfect. Yeah, loss, that's right? Absolutely textbook perfect.
That's good.
Take the loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, take the loss. So it's not a metaphorical exit on a train.
No, it's almost like chalk it up. Just chalk it up.
Be more poetic, certainly.
Well, take the L would mean you have to take the entrance first of all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Never mind. How am I out here in the woods with you? Good Lord.
Time for our word of the day, Al Jackson, comedian.
Cake. All right.
Cakes. Got to be cakes. Oh, never mind.
It's always cakes. Cakes is always the default word of the week.
That's right.
But this word this week is bops.
Oh. Bops.
Is this the, like, she bops, he bops, that thing?
Oh, a Cyndi Lauper
song?
Yes.
Here, 30 years later, we're still 40. Talking about Cyndi Lauper and she bop, one of her lesser...
Is bops what noun, verb? What is it? What's happening here?
This would be an adjective, I guess.
Bops.
No.
Not bopsley.
What
is bop self-pleasuring?
Bopsley. Mopsy, no. Bop. The Bopsy twins, no. Mopsy and Flopsy.
If you use it in a sentence, will it be really obvious?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Is it gender specific? Typically.
Not at all.
Bops.
Okay. Can one be bopsing? Or
no, they cannot.
Bops. Is it some kind of drug reference?
No, it is not.
Damn. Is it an acronym? BOP?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Bops.
Can one have the bops? Could I say Christy has the bops?
No, you should never say that.
Oh. Uh-oh. This is interesting.
Is it a venereal disease?
No.
More clues.
Trust me, I would know if it was.
Some sort of palsy?
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Palsy.
I think Al just gave a hint.
Bops. You like to play with yourself?
No, is it
somebody that's not intoxicated?
No, or is it someone who is single and very active?
No, you guys are like searching for a clue, you guys are in the wrong town with a blindfold on and you're drunk.
Wow.
Is it a cheater?
In a trunk.
Bops?
No, go, like, Tom, you kind of were on the right track with the first thought you had when we first started talking about this.
Cyndi Lauper song, She Bop?
Just go with that path.
Dancing?
Well, that's a song about self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost here. I have no idea. Go ahead. What do you think, Christy?
I have no idea.
Oh, she's a good dancer.
Silence says volumes.
No,
there, yeah.
No, but that wasn't way off.
Is bops an anatomical reference? Would one say that her bops were of a certain?
Okay. She give someone with manual pleasure.
First of all, well said, chick. No, that's not it.
She looks good when she walks. Like she's got that. She's got them shakes.
Them shakes, I like that cakes. Though.
No. Okay, we're running out of time. What's the answer?
All right, bops is just a good song.
Oh, all right.
Geez. Yeah, when you said Cyndi Lauper, I was like, yeah, you would just like,
bops, yeah,
if you were listening to Grab Them Cakes, you'd be like, hey, that song really bops.
Grab Them Cakes, I looked up the lyrics. The line before it says, and just go for your partner's you know what, and then you grab them cakes.
Wow.
So it does sound like butt.
But you know
that's going to be played at the Me Too convention this year.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.